Welcome back. You're with the news at one, and we'll go first to some breaking news from our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, this concerns the case, the long ago case from 1977 of missing child Mary Boyle. Remind us of the facts here.
Yeah, that's correct, Anya. Mary Boyle has been missing for the longest period of time of anyone in the country. She went missing. She's originally from, or was originally from, Belcroote in Kilcastle in Donegal, and she went missing on the 18th of March 1977. She had been visiting her grandparents for St. Patrick's Day in 1977, and she'd been out playing in the afternoon. Her uncle was working nearby. Now, she went across the fields, followed her uncle, but she turned back and she was never seen again from the 18th of March 1977. Now, the family still clearly feel the pain 37 years on. She had a twin sister, Anne. Her mother, Anne, has also made a number of appeals and interviews to try to find out what happened. Now, Gardaí carried out a number of investigations over the years, searches, appeals. They issued photo fits. They even issued a photo fit as to what Mary Boyle would look like as an adult. And the case has also been reviewed a number of times over the years. And I understand today's development comes as a result of the latest review. The latest review was in 2011. 3 years ago, there was a team set up in the northern region under the Assistant Commissioner Kieran Kenny, and this afternoon they've carried out an arrest in the case.
Do we know any more about the circumstances that led to this arrest or what's involved?
We know it's as a result of this new investigation, which has been going on for 3 years. We know that the suspect who's in custody was arrested in the Midlands this afternoon. He's 64 years of age. He was identified as a suspect and arrested this afternoon. He's been taken to Mullingar Garda Station, where he's being detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. Now, that means the Gardaí can question him for a total of 24 hours. He first of all has to be detained for 12 hours, and then that detention can be extended further for 2 6-hour periods. Now, there has been a lot of speculation over the years in relation to the Mary Boyle case, particularly in relation to the convicted paedophile and predatory killer Robert Black. My understanding is that the gentleman who's in custody is not Robert Black. This is a new development, a new line of inquiry that opened up in this investigation, and that there's a 64-year-old man being detained in Mullingar Garda Station this lunchtime.
Paul, thank you very much indeed for that. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.